Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day as we begin our Easter Triduum. Let us be filled with your Spirit as we recognize the power of this day and how you gave all you have that we may be saved. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is in fact Holy Thursday. And so we are in the midst of the Easter Triduum, which is Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. And of course, it ends, so to speak, at the beginning of the Easter Vigil, and then we enter into the Easter season. Today, there are only two Masses that are celebrated, so you don't have a morning Mass at your parish. The only two Masses, I should say types of Masses, because one of them is done in every parish. The other one is done only in every diocese, but not in every parish. And the two Masses are the Chrism Mass, which is when the bishop or archbishop blesses the holy oil that will be used for the day. And the other is the parish Mass of the celebration of the institution of the Holy Eucharist. And that usually includes the washing of the feet based on the reading where Jesus washes the apostles' feet. And the name for that, if you see it in your bulletins, is the mandatum, which means the command. So that's what's going on today. There's a lot, in a sense. Now, for those of us in the Archdiocese of Boston and other dioceses, the Chrism Mass is celebrated on Tuesday. So we've already celebrated it. And one of the reasons is you can move it. Of course, if you're the Archbishop, you can do pretty much what you need to do liturgically, and it can be moved. And so we always do it on Tuesdays here in the Archdiocese of Boston, and other dioceses do the same thing. And what happens at the Chrism Mass is the bishop or archbishop, he will bless the holy oils that are used for the rest of the year, for the entire year, until next year. And so all those holy oils are blessed, and then each parish receives them, and from there you use them during the year. And it's also a time during the Mass where the priests renew their ordination vows. So all of that happens in just today. We're not even talking about tomorrow yet. So just today, all of that happens. So there's a lot going on. Now, the Chrism Mass is where, as I said, the bishop blesses the oils. Now, there's three oils. And you'll see, if you go to the Chrism Mass today in your diocese, or if you went on Tuesday in other dioceses, you will see these big vats of oil. And that's what the bishop and or archbishop will bless for the year. And those three vats of oil are oil of the catechumens, oil of the sick, and the sacred chrism. And the sacred chrism has balsam added to it, so it's not for this reason, but you can smell the difference between the sacred chrism and the other two oils because of that. It's a perfume, a balsam perfume that's put into the sacred chrism. And these are used during the year for the various sacraments. So in baptism, you use the oil of catechumens and the sacred chrism. So there are two anointings there. In confirmation, you use chrism. In ordination, you use chrism. And for obvious reasons, for clearly obvious reasons, for the sacrament of the sick, you use the oil of the sick or the oil of the infirm. And so those are all there as well. And so you have the different reasons for the different oils. All the oil is olive oil. And that's the kind of oil they use, and there's a special reason for that, and it's the ancient tradition of using olive oil. So the oil is always olive oil. And so you have that specially blessed oil for the different sacraments. And once they're blessed, they are carried out of the altar, and they're brought usually, and well, in case of Boston, downstairs in the cathedral, where then they are
placed into, or they poured into different bottles and distributed to the different parishes. So then we take the oil home, and that's what we do. So it's an important point that happens on the Chrism Mass, is this blessing of the holy oil. And we can talk more about that on the other side of the breaks. Then we also want to talk about the other Mass that's happening today. In the meantime, I want to tell you that, as you know, during this time, we're asking you to pray. The voice of St. Anthony Parish, and also the program that's part of this, St. Anthony Overnight, is here to spread the divine word on the AM and the FM dial and digitally through our podcast. You know how much I believe in the power of prayer, and I'm kindly asking for your support in praying for this program, that the Lord will lead us in the right direction and lead us to find the support we need. Your prayers are our foundation, but if you feel call to make a monetary donation, I'll talk about that in a minute. But do remember, your prayers are essential. That's number one. Oh, what should I do? Donate first or pray first? Pray first, always. And then if you'd like to donate, we'll talk about that in a minute. So anyway, together we can build a strong community through this podcast, through faith and prayer. If you would like to make a donation, then you can go on the website for Catholic Audio Media. You can also find it over at St. Anthony Alston, Saint is ST, AnthonyAlston.org. So CatholicAudioMedia.com or StAnthonyAlston.org. At CatholicAudioMedia.com, you can find a place to donate right on the front page, and you can also find a place if you scroll down on the front page of ST for StAnthonyAlston.org. Or if you'd like to mail your contribution, it's simple, 43 Holton Street, Alston, A-L-L-S-T-O-N, Massachusetts, 02134, and just send it to St. Anthony Parish. So those things will help our program, but do remember, keep in mind, prayer is essential. So we're going to get back to what we were talking about, and one of the things we're talking about is this powerful reality of the blessing of the oils that are used during the year. So that's important. So you know, when the priest has anointed you, those oils are blessed by the archbishop, and it's a special day. Occasionally, if the priest doesn't have access to the oils, he can, under those conditions, bless olive oil himself for the purpose he needs, which usually is the sacrament of the sick. But generally, it's the oil that comes during the Chrism Mass. Aside from that, we also have the other Mass, which is the Holy Thursday Mass. And again, that's well known for the washing of the feet, and it's also known for the institution of the Eucharist. At the end of the Holy Thursday Mass, there's usually a Eucharistic procession, and the procession goes to where the Eucharist is placed in what is known as a repository. And it's put into the repository, and there it will remain actually until the Easter Vigil. But for our purposes, we say it will remain for the rest of the night, and people will sit in adoration of the Eucharist until that ends, which usually is around midnight or in some parishes, 10 o'clock. And once that happens, the church is closed and locked, and no one can enter the church until it opens again for the next liturgical services, except for decorations and stuff. And the reason for that is that we don't celebrate any sacraments on Good Friday. What we do celebrate is what is known as a Eucharistic service. So we celebrate a Eucharistic service on Good Friday, but we don't celebrate a Mass. It's the only day of the year a Mass is not celebrated. And then the Eucharist that was consecrated at the Holy Thursday Mass is used in the Eucharistic service on Good Friday. And Good Friday is essentially a Eucharistic service. So so by saying there is no Mass, there are readings, there are prayers, and then there's the distribution of the Eucharist. And in those prayers, we have those prayers that are stated every Good Friday for the various purposes, and the prayers are, there's about 10 of them, and the priest oftentimes sings those prayers, and those prayers are done every single Good Friday. But we'll talk about that on Good Friday. So here we are looking at, this is what's going on today. Now, this is also the time that you have the mandatum, where the priest will celebrate usually 12, will wash the feet, usually a foot, of 12 people in his parish. And now some parishes are very strict, saying it can only be men. Other parishes have men and women. I know that at one time in this parish, that they, instead of having the priest wash the feet of the parishioners, the 12 parishioners, people would wash each other's feet. And that can happen in some parishes, but that generally is not done. It's more liturgical, that because it makes sense that way, that the priest washes the feet of 12 people representing, and again, it's usually a foot, representing the role of the pastor in serving the people. And so we have that. Now, as you know, when the Pope is doing that, he's going to be washing the feet of prisoners. That's one of the things he does in a local prison in Italy. So in Rome, actually. So we see all this stuff going on, this washing of the feet, this the blessing of the oils, the renewing of priestly vows, the institution of the Eucharist, the adoration, all of that is happening today. So you can realize this is the beginning of the Easter Triduum. So we will talk about the rest of it tomorrow. At least we'll talk about Good Friday tomorrow early in the morning, because that's when we air. So that's the best time to talk about it. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I hope you have a blessed Easter Triduum. And so we will see you tomorrow. Until then, have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.